I'll be reading this morning's scripture from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4 through 9, and verse 11. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing.
A friend of mine, the pastor of Seattle First Baptist Church, posted a picture of their church on Facebook and asked, "What would be lost if there were no Seattle First Baptist?" Then he followed up the question with a statement, "If something comes to mind, don't take this community and this place for granted." Of course, the second I read his question, I wondered the same about Fairview Community Church. What if our church didn't exist? Would the community suffer? Would you? I'm sure I would have found a church to serve, but it wouldn't be in Costa Mesa, because there would be no United Church of Christ congregation in Costa Mesa. No American Baptist Church either. Maybe not even in Orange County. There's only seven other churches, UCC churches, in this county. And sure, some of them are like ours, but they wouldn't be in the city I know and love so well. Maybe you would have found a different church, too. Of course, if you are a denominational person, then you'd be a little out of luck. I mean, if you're a UCC folks, well, then maybe you could find another church. You'd have to drive a bit. But if you're an American Baptist, well, you'd be put in the same situation that dear old Reverend Roderick was in. You'd have to start driving long, long distances to find an ABC church that works for you. Or like Rev Rod realized, you'd probably have to give up on the ABC because there is not a church anywhere in Orange County or the surrounding LA, San Diego, or Riverside counties that are anything like Fairview. Okay, so you aren't a denominational person, and all these letters just sound like alphabet soup to you. You didn't come to Fairview because of denominational affiliation. You came because this church fit who you are. You may have come from another church, or maybe you came from no church at all. Maybe you were looking for an LGBT-friendly church in Orange County, and you found us on a list of, six other churches. You tested some of them out, or maybe you just showed up here and FCC felt like home. Perhaps you stumbled across this church in an article in the newspaper, maybe something I wrote or something that someone wrote about us. I suppose that article would have never existed. Whatever newsworthy thing we were up to, fighting for marriage equality, or speaking up for the homeless in Costa Mesa, or standing alongside oppressed workers, or immigrants, or Muslims, or you name the many, many things that Fairview has been up to and printed or filmed in local and national news, never happened. And whatever it was that stirred inside you that said, "Hey, I might give church a chance again," might never have stirred. Think about the relationships with people you'd never have if it hadn't been for Fairview Community Church. All of those silly Christmas parties and chili cook-offs, women's group gatherings and TOTs. Who would you have called when you were worried about your mom? Would you have ever thought about singing or playing again if it hadn't been for the FCC music team? Would anyone have visited you in the hospital when you had surgery, or prayed for you for weeks on end? Who would have brought you food after you had your baby? Where would you have memorialized your husband, or mother, or son, if it wasn't here at Fairview Community Church? Who would we be if we weren't in relationship with one another? Would I even have a husband and a family now? I met Marquise on a mission trip to Guatemala. I never would have gone on sabbatical 5 years ago and then returned with our incredible group the following year. I would have never met him. There'd be no Molly. How much of your life would be different? Would you just sleep in on Sunday mornings, ride your bike, join a club? Would that be enough? Or would you church hop from one congregation to another, hoping to find some place that felt right? Do you think you'd feel a gnawing need for something more? God, I missed you while we were gone. We tried to fill our Sunday morning worshiping in different amazing places, and that we did. Let me tell you, being at St. Paul's Cathedral in London the morning after the terrorist attack on the London Bridge was powerful. But it wasn't you. Every Sunday, whether I was in a famous church or not, I thought of you. I ached for you. What would it be like if you didn't exist? If we didn't together? Think about it for a moment. And what would it mean for the people beyond our walls? The people who drive past our church each week, who see the Black Lives banner, the Black Lives Matter banner flapping on the side of the church, or catch sight of the rainbow flag waving at our front door. Those who know that we are standing with them, praying with them, marching with them, and willing to fight for their rights, their existence, their legitimacy. I think about our mail carrier and the fact that this is her church. She's not a church person. You probably never noticed her in our pews. But seeing the rainbow of people sprawled across the banner on our church makes her feel safe. We make people feel safe. We are a reminder. No, we are more than a reminder. We are a witness of God's love. What if that witness wasn't here on the corner of Fair and Fairview? The community would lose more than parking at the OC Fair. The county would be a little darker without the beacon that shines from this place, from these people. It's not that you personally wouldn't exist anymore, or that God wouldn't exist, or that Jesus would stop calling us. But if this house of God weren't here, there wouldn't be a place that challenged us to put our faith into action or to think seriously about the Bible, to celebrate God's love in zany and wacky and beautiful ways. Tell me, where else would you find Evolution Sunday? Or Love Sunday? Where would you take your puppies and cats and mice and snake or flying squirrels to be blessed? And where, oh, where would you find a quirky but theologically stimulating summer series that guarantees silly songs and usually some sort of costume? What do you guys call me, the cosplay pastor? I don't know. But where else are you going to find Dorothy or Princess Leia or Dr. Seuss at the pulpit? Tell me. There is something so unique, so beautiful, so challenging, so joyful and silly and lovely, so very lovely about this community. What would happen if it had never existed? Where would we be? Who would we be? I can't even imagine my life without the last 11 years of knowing you and loving you. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that this church continues to exist. Not just for me or for you, but yes, for you and for me, and also for all those people who never thought a church like ours could exist. For the hundreds and thousands of people, dozens of them who we met just yesterday, whose only experience of church is fire and brimstone, who thought and might still think that God hates them, that God is mean and vengeful and full of wrath. For all those people that think that Christianity isn't for them because Christians only save themselves, or Christians are narrow-minded, or Christians are stupid. They need to know about the Jesus who told a story about a good Samaritan, the guy who crossed the border and saved someone's life. They need to know that there are Christians out there who aren't going to stand by while more black people die at the hands of their would-be protectors. They need to know that there are Christians who see our cousins as part of the family, that the merciful Allah and the all-loving God are one and the same. Heck, they need to know that there are Christians who believe in evolution, Christians who take the Bible seriously but not always literally, Christians who know that when Jesus said, love your neighbor, he meant all of your neighbors. We follow Jesus, Jesus the healer, who didn't turn anyone away for not having health insurance but a pre-existing condition. He touched the dirty and made them clean. He saw the broken and reminded them that in their brokenness, they are also whole. He saw the sick, and he offered them healing. And the poor, he told them that they would inherit the kingdom of God. We can't just give Christianity away to the radical right, some of whom would rather keep Jesus dead and quiet, lest he disrupt the sham they have going. But the resurrection means the spirit won't die. The body of Christ lives in us. That's why we need to exist. The world needs to know that we exist. Our community needs to know that we exist. We have a responsibility to God, to Jesus, to that mysterious spirit to show up, to give of ourselves and make a difference right here in these pews and as a community connected, interconnected to one another. Because it's together that we are the body of Christ. It's together that we are a family. It's together that we are Fairview Community Church. When you're here, we're stronger. We are more complete. We are one. And when you're missing, we actually miss you. But you miss out. And we miss out on not being who we are together. So think about those folks who aren't here and give them a call as soon as you leave. I know Jesus said wherever two or three are gathered. So yes, well, there's 40 people here. Sometimes we've done small services where there's just a handful of us. Yes, where two or three are gathered. But you know, we're better together when we're all here together. That doesn't mean anyone's saying you can't miss a Sunday. You're okay, don't worry. But if you're anything like me, I don't feel right when I'm not with you on Sunday mornings. I shudder to think what our community would be like without this church, what I would be like without you. And honestly, I hope you shudder a little too, because I hope you know what you're a part of here, what we are a part of together. We are a part of the light, children of the light. I think we're special. I know everybody thinks they're special, and every church is special, and all of God's children are special, but God help me, I think that this place is something special. It's unique. It's because of you. Because you decided to come here and be a part of this family, to invest in yourself, to give of your time and your energy and your money, because you know that there is something bigger than you alone, that there is something more valuable than money. That there is something deeper than the shallow stuff they sell on TV. Something more than the supersized mega this or that comes in one-on-one relationships. You know that it matters to stand and be counted, to be willing to risk a little bit of your own comfort, to stand up for someone else's. You know the importance of community, that the Spirit binds us together and then calls us out. That church is both being here on Sunday and doing God's work as the body of Christ beyond these walls. You get it. We're better off when we're together. So we owe it to one another to commit to each other. And I think we owe it to Jesus to be his church. Now let me be clear. I think you can be a good person if you don't go to church. You can be moral, and you can have a relationship with God, and you can be like all those millions out there who are spiritual but not religious. But Jesus believed in community. He believed in working together in community. And the very first Christian, good old Apostle Paul, he believed that in community is where we experience Christ. I think he's right. We are called to be church. And not just any church, this church. We owe it to Jesus, to God, to one another, and to all those people beyond these walls that might never sit in our pews but feel safer, knowing that we're here as a witness to God's love, God's hope, God's justice, God's peace. We have a responsibility. We have a sacred obligation. So yeah, I hope the thought of this church not existing makes you shudder too. Makes something inside you ignite that joins me in saying, not on my watch. The church will not die on my watch. This church will not disappear. The light won't stop shining. Why? Because you won't let it. Because I won't let it. Because we will carry it. Like the Olympic fire that is passed from person to person, so shall we ignite the light in one another and carry it on and carry it out. Who will lead the pilgrim people? Who will light the flame of care? God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore. And should the threats of dire predictions cause us to withdraw in pain, may your blazing phoenix spirit resurrect the church again. In us is the light, the fire of commitment, the flames of the Spirit, and we, the children, children of the light, will carry it together. We'll let it shine, 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 beginning right here on the corner of Fair and Fairview. We carry the light of justice, the light of hope, the light of peace, the light of love, out into this broken world. It is us. Amen. Now stand up and sing with me.